Today's daf in Masechet Arachin brought to you by Beit Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Chof Vav. We're holding the two dots on the top of the page, six lines down. So the next shita that we had in the Mishnah, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah about what the din is of a Sedei Achuza, that the owner had been Magdish and was not Goel. So it says in the Torah, after the Oval, it doesn't go back to the owner. The normal way of understanding is that the Kohanim are the ones who get it, as it says, the Kohen, the Akuzato. However, we found a machlokas as to what the din is. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kohanim and Nichnasim, but they're going to have to pay its value or its erech, so to speak, its chamishim shekel, depending on which sheet of Rishon you hold, to Hegdash. Rabbi Shimon holds the Zaycha Mishulchan Gavaya, and they don't have to pay. But we had the remarkable sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that actually Kohanim are never Nichnasim Latocha unless they get it from someone else who had been Goel. But they're never going to get it directly from Hegdash. So that if no one was Goel the Sod of the first Yovel, you wait until the next Yovel. And if no one had been Goel the Sod of the next 50 years, you wait another 50 years. But the Sod belongs to Hegdash until such time as someone was Goel it, and only then at the end of that 50 years does it go out to the Kohanim. That was the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. Today, the Gemara wants to discover what the basis is of Rebbe Eliezer's Sheet, because it's very, very different than our natural assumptions, reading the Pasuk. Oh, my Rabbi, my time at the Rebbe Eliezer, what indeed is the logic of Rebbe Eliezer? It's based on the Pasuk, says Rabbi. Oh, my crop. V'imlo yig'al et hasadeh. So it's, listen carefully to what the Pasuk does say, and how it is that Rabbah wants to read the Pasuk. The simple meaning of the Pasuk is, v'imlo yig'al et hasadeh, meaning the owner was never Goel, v'im achar et hasadeh le'ish acher, and the Gizbar, as we said before, had sold this field to someone else, then lo yigael, then the owner can't buy it back again. In either of the above circumstances, the sadeh will go out in yovel, kistei acherim, lakoen tiachuzato. Rabbah suggests that the way Rebbe Eliezer is reading the pasuk is like this. V'im lo yigael et hasadeh. This means that the owner wasn't go the sadeh. So then, lo yigael od. Take the end of the pasuk and stick it up there in the beginning. And then, imachar et hasadeh le'ishacher, v'haya hasadeh betzeto v'yovel. So we understand that the lo yigael od is only a reference, is not meant to break the two issues, whether the Bialim was in Gael or whether the Gizbar had sold it to somebody else. The lo yigael od is a comment that is not meant to separate between macharat asadel ishacher v'haya asadeh betzeto v'yovel. So for all intents and purposes, remove the lo yigael od, stick it back in the beginning of the pasuk to say, im lo yigael asadeh lo yigael od, which makes sense. If the Baal didn't get it the first time, he's not going to get it again. And if somebody else had bought it, then v'haya asadeh betzeto v'yovel. It says, well, you know, it'd be brilliant if God had only thought that up, you know, but I see you have a very, very fine word processor in the Chumash. So you have a sakina harifa, you've got a very sharp knife. You cut out little pieces of the pasuk, you know, and then paste them, cut and paste, you know. It's great to be able to cut and paste in the Torah. I mean, wonderful. Are you allowed to use a very sharp knife to be mafziki kroy, to cut through and parse psukim how you like? That's ridiculous. Elam Rabbi, I'll tell you what the meaning is. Time it, Rebbe Eliezer Kinatanya. Rebbe Eliezer's diuk is really the same as this brayta. Listen to the brayta. The brayta says like this. The pasuk says lo yigael od, right? What do you need that od for? Say lo yigael. You can't buy it. Lo yigael od. What does that mean? So the brayta says like this. Lo yigael. The pasuk, let's say it only said lo yigael. You know what I might think that that means? That yocho lo ten yigael shetel afnav kistei mikna. That this owner, having given away his steachuza, is never allowed to be in that field again. Even if he wants to buy it just to use it till Yovel. So he missed the boat, right? And he wasn't Goel. So you might think if he comes to the Gizbar and says, look, you know, I missed it the first, but I'd like to be in my old family field. Let me just buy it from you for the right to use till the Yovel, and then it'll go out again in Yovel. You might think he can't even do that. Lo Yigael. Talmud Omar, Lo Yigael. Oh! He can never get it back to what it was. L'kamot shaita, again, it'll never be what it was before. It'll never be again. You can't go home again. But it could certainly, l'kamot shaita in an igala, to be what it once was, that he won't be able to ever do again. But, I mean, it could certainly buy it like anybody else would buy it, that it should be a stay mikna. Why not? Now, says Abaye, reading those words in the Torah, Ot, understanding the logic, the way we just saw it, the way the Bright explained. Explain to me, what are we talking about? I mean, we certainly can't be talking about during the Oval Rishon. There the din is, if the Balim would be Gael, it would be his Steyachuz. It would go out to him and go right back to the way it was. So what do you mean, Lo Yigaelot? So it can't be referring to the Yovel Rishon, right? Because Elaim be'ovel Rishon, amayin and Nigelet. I say, what do you mean it's not Nigelet? Of course it's Nigelet. That's exactly the din. It's a Steyachuzah. It becomes a Steyachuzah. Nami Havi, what do you mean, Od? Elapshita. So clearly this Braita is an analysis of a Pasuk whose reference could only be to the Yovel Sheni. The problem is, in the Yovel Sheni, it belongs to somebody else. So what are we talking about? We're talking about, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it belongs to a Kohen. It was the Kohenim Nafka. This field was divided between the Kohenim. So there's certainly no way that the Pasuk could be referring to the Yovel Sheni either. So what are you telling me? It doesn't refer to anything? Not Yovel Rishon, not Yovel Sheni. I mean, Aliba, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Kohenim Nafka. So there's only one meaning to this Braita. This Braita is Rabbi Eliezer, and he's telling me that the word Ode implies that there's got to be another opportunity besides Yovel Rishon in which you could buy it from the Gizbar, which must mean that if no one bought it during the first 50 years, that it's still open for dibs during the second 50 years. And it did not go out in the Kohanim. So, El Olav Rabbi Eliezer, Ushma Amina, I see from here that this Braita essentially is a beautiful exposition of where Rabbi Eliezer gets it from. That time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Miyacha. From that one word, Ode, Rabbi Eliezer comes to understand the whole construct of the purchasing versus Gula.
Stays in
Hegdash until somebody buys it.
No,
that was Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Right? He argues with both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and he says the only time it goes to Kohanim is if someone or another had been Goel at first. So Shema Mina, time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Mihach. Says, what do you mean Shema Mina, time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Mihach? You mean to tell me Rabbi Eliezer is the only one who knows how to read the word Ode? Nobody else makes sense of that word. So you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, there's no meaning to the word Ode. I mean, that's crazy. Obviously, you're misunderstanding. This Braita has got to be addressing the word Ode, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon also. Why would you think it's only a Libra Rabbi Eliezer? I owed my darshabe. What would they do with the word Ode? I'll tell you what this Braita is talking about. And if I'm right, it has nothing to do with the issue of Rabbi Eliezer. I'm saying that the Braita is talking about like this. How come I ask you now? A soda that was Yotzele Kohanim, okay? You're right. It can't be referred to Yovel Rishon. So what's your problem? Well, how could it be referred to Yovel Sheni? Where would the Balaam get it back from? I'll tell you. Very simple. A Kohen, after getting it in the first Yovel, he, 10 years later, is Makish himself. He's Makish it back to Hegdishar Kohen. The Balaam hears, oh my God, my family field is back in the Rishos of Hegdish. I'm going to go and buy it back. Oto Balaam Lamifrika. So now the Gizbar says, hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the jerk who gave away your Steyachuzah the first time and was never going back? The Torah says, Lo Yigael. We don't allow jerks like you to buy back their fields. You are locked out of this field. Sorry, buddy. Get somebody else to buy the field. That's what you might think. That's what you might think. So, Salka Daitech Amina, you might think that indeed, Lo Tiferok, he doesn't have any rights. It says, Lo Yigael. He doesn't even have the rights of a guy off of the street. He can't even buy it back. Shetela fanakistei mikneh. He can't even buy it back to have the use of it until the second yoga. Tambud lomar, lo yigayel od. All we're saying is there's no way for this owner to ever recapture the use of this field to the way it was. Meaning the kamochi haita ain't a nigelet. It's never going to be his steyachuza again. Aba nigelet shetela fanakistei mikneh. He could buy it like anybody else, and he'll use it until the Ovel. And you want me to show you that I'm right? Keep reading, my friend. Ve'atanya. And indeed, look at this, Bright, and tell me if this doesn't show you that my analysis of this current Bright, that it's working out perfectly well, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, has nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer Shita. You try to tell me that I'm wrong. Ve'atanya. Look at this, Bright. Brayta looks at the pasuk that describes Bishnat Hayovel Yeshuva Sadel Asher Kanal Mito LaShelo Achuzatara. Here we're talking about somebody had bought a field. He owns the Stei Mikta. He takes that field and he is Magdish it. Okay, so when he's Magdish it, what's the din? It goes the same way as the Stei Achuza. But this field obviously can't remain in Agdish because he himself didn't have the rights past Yovel. So he can't give Agdish something that he himself doesn't own. So the Torah says, okay, when this field goes out, it should go back to the original owner. Now, there's a redundancy in there, because look what it says. Yeshuva sadela sherka nahu mi'ito. Should go back to the guy he bought it from. La asher lo achuzata aretz. That's the same guy. I mean, it could have said either la sherka nahu mi'ito or la asher lo achuzata aretz. So this braita is coming to explain why in a stei mikne we need two different references to identify who the person is to whom the seder goes out to in Yom. So says the Braita like this. Now, maybe you'll think that means it should go back to the Gizbar. He bought it from the Gizbar. So Yocho Yachzor LeGizbar Shilakocho Himena. So you might think that in a case where a guy buys it from the Gizbar, and this was originally the Hegdishes, because after all, someone had been makne it to the Gizbar, and now the Gizbar sold it, so now give it back to the Gizbar. No. Talmud Lomar, of course not. Because the Gizbar doesn't get a stay mikne, and therefore when it goes out in Yovel, it goes back to Asher lo achuzat haaretz. Goes back to the guy who had originally sold the field to someone else. So therefore, there's no possible way that it could be such a thing. So okay, so then it could just say, go back to Asher lo achuzat haaretz. Why even mention Asher kano mito? That's just confusing, because that's what made us think maybe it should go to the Gizbar. So then just write, Asher lo achuzat haaretz. Why do you throw in these words, Asher kano mito? Does that make sense? Yes, says the bride. It does. Because how about a case where a soda was yotzel a kohanim, and now the Kohen himself went ahead and he sold it to somebody else. Okay? So now it's 30 years after the previous Yovel. Somebody else now owns the field. And he only owns it as a person who was kena something from someone who owned it. Now the person who bought the field, he goes ahead and he's Magdish. Magdish Alokea. And now comes along a fourth person, and he is Goyal, right? Thomas, we had the original owner. Original owner was Magdish the field 50 years ago. That field, he was never Goyal. It now went out, and Yovel went to a coin. Person number two. The coin went out and sold it to person number three. Okay, now. Person number three was Magdish, and now person number four came and bought it from the Gizbar. All right, so now, I might think, comes along Yovel. Now the Sud is going to be Yotze. To whom will it be Yotze? Will it be Yotze back to the Kohen, who was the one who was Magdashit this Yovel around? Or will it go back to the original Baalim, who was the one who was Magdashit in the first Yovel? So Yochel Tachzor LeBaalim HaRishonim, you might think, okay, so now, in this case, maybe it should indeed go back to the original Baalim, who was the first one who had been Yorish the Sud, from Yoshua Ben Nun. Talmud Lomar, no. In this case, it goes back. La Asher Kanao Mito. Does not go back to the Baalim Arishonim at all. It's Hegdash. And the truth is, continues the Braita, the Itzrich Lomichtav, we need for the Torah to write La Asher Kanao, and Itzrich Lomichtav Lo Yigaya. Why? Because let's say the Torah would have written Lo Yigael without saying La Asher Kanao Mito. So Lo Yigael means that in such a case, it is not going to be yotze from anybody. So it would have said lo yigael means the lo hadrak lo. We're talking about a case where the Kohen himself had been magdish. So it's not going to anybody else. It was the Kohen steyachuza, so to speak, right? It now became, after the first yovel, it became the Kohen. It says la Kohen tiyachuzato. The Kohen goes ahead and he's magdish steyachuza. So the din is it shouldn't be yotze at all. It goes to all of the Kohanim. Okay.
To
all of the Kohanim. Okay. So over there, it's coming to tell me that it's certainly not going to be going to the Baalim HaRishonim. That's for sure. But in the second case, it's owned by Mr. Number 4, who bought it from the Gizmo. If it's owned by Mr. Number 4, so it's certainly not going to belong to him. Now the Sada is going to be Yotze, because he's just a buyer. He didn't have the right to give it to Hegdash as a stay achuza. It's a stay mikna. Okay, so what's going to happen? It's going to leave his rishus to go back to whom? Since it's anyway leaving his rishus, maybe it should go back all the way? Let's give it back to its original nachala and give it back to the Baalim HaRishonim. Because in this case, there were two Baalim HaRishonim in a sense. There was the original person who'd been yorish from Yehoshua ben Nun. And then there's the Kohen who got it in Yovel, the first Yovel, where it says, L'Kohen Tiachuzato. So two people have this field as a steyachuz. Now, it certainly doesn't belong to Hegdash, because the guy who was Magdashit was not the Kohen like in the first case. The guy who was Magdashit was the buyer from the Kohen. So he could only be Magdashit at a stay mikna. Therefore, it's a given that it's going to be leaving Rishus Hegdash. Now you have to decide, okay, so to whom do we give it back to? Ooh, no. Now I have to think. This field was originally given to Hegdash by the first owner. The second time around, it was given to Hegdash by a different owner, a Kohen. Anyway, basically, it ended up in the hands of Hegdash in a way that they can't keep it, because it was the fourth guy who gave it to Hegdash as a stay mikna. It's going to have to be removed from his hand. Okay, who gets it? Maybe it makes more sense to go back to the Makor, give it back to the first person who was the original stay achuza, the Baalim HaRishonim. So this is a bigger chinish. Therefore, the Torah had to say that even though it's the Kohadra, it's not going to go back to Morikama. It's going to go back to Lasher Kanomito. It's going to go back to the Kohen. Now, on the other hand, suppose that it only said, I would say, come on, the owner is out of the picture. In both cases, the problem is that in both cases, the Torah is saying the owner is out of the picture. So why does it have to say twice? That's what the question boils down to. Either the owner is out of the picture where the Kohen is magishit directly, or the owner is out of the picture where the Kohen sold it to somebody else who was magishit. First owner is out of the picture. So anyway, why you're telling me the owner's out of the picture? Wouldn't I know that from both? They're both the same din. Says the Gemara, they're not both the same din. Because in the first case where the Kohen is Magdashit, why would I think that it would leave the Rishus of Hegdash at all? Why should it go back to the first owner? It already was removed by Hegdash from his Rishus. Okay, but if somebody bought it, and anyway it's going to be leaving Hegdash's Rishus because it's only a stay mikna, maybe it should go back to the first owner. Fine. So then just tell me that case, that it doesn't go back to the first owner, it goes back to Lesher Kanomi type. Well, of course, in that case, the first owner didn't put in any money. Why would he get back into the picture? Who needs him? But how about, that's because the Lokoyavi Bailim dummy, how about if the owner would have been the one who bought it? He pays for it. Yeah. So in a case where Koyav Bailim Dami, where the Kohen, the Lokeach was Magdashit, and now comes along Yovel, I would say, look, I mean, over there in this case, money has changed hands, basically. Because somebody bought it, somebody paid for it. So over there, if the owner now is the one who's Pirikit, so why the original owner should go back to him? He's back in the picture. Yeah. Well, yeah, but as a state mikna. So you might think that in this case, since he gives money, and it's going to be Yotze anyway from the status of state mikna, so let him be the one who keeps it already. Because he's back in the picture. Tekum biadayu. Therefore the Torah writes, Lo Yigael, he can't have it. And now, but if it had only said Lo Yigael and didn't say Ode, so I would have said, maybe he doesn't even have the rights to buy it as Mr. Number 4. When he comes to buy it from the Kohen, I'm sorry, sir. You were the idiot who lost it in the first place. The Torah says, Lo Yigael, you can't touch this field again. You'll never be able to be in there and once again feel the pride of ownership. So that's if it hadn't said Od. Kata Rachmana Od. To tell me you will never feel the sense of your achuza, but you'll be able to use it for the next 50 years, 49 years. That, yes? So, okay, now what are we talking about? This Braita, huh? What are we talking about, Abaye? We're talking about a case in the Yovel Sheni where it was Yotzei LeKohen, where either the Kohen was Magdish it, or the Kohen sells it, and maybe the Baalim bought it, or somebody else bought it, whatever. But we're not talking about a case where it's going, like Rebbe Eliezer, that the way that it got to Hegdish was because nobody ever took it. It got back to Hegdish is the problem. You're claiming that it didn't work out according to Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon, because, well, I mean, it went out to the Kohanim. What would be the point of discussing what the din is of the Baalim if it's already in the hands of the Kohanim? Here, the Braita is saying very clearly, the case is, definitely Kohanim took it, but it got back to Hegdish because they were Magdishit, because someone else was Magdishit after they sold it. And that's the case it's talking about. Now, the ode is obviously necessary. I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon, as we just explained. You see how the ode works? Yes. So why not understand the original Braita speaking exactly this case? You can't tell me that Braita is Rebbe Eliezer and that's the basis of Rebbe Eliezer's Shita. So now when you complained to Rava, Sakina Harifa Mifsik Ikroy, you've left us, my dear Abaye, without any options. You don't have an alternative. Mifsik Ikroy you don't accept. So what indeed is the Makar? So my Havila, what do we do now? You've given us a problem and not given us a solution. Listen to this brilliant, it is so beautiful, this brilliant explanation by Rava. Oh, Omar Rava. V'haya hasadeh bitzeito biyovel. Now, we're very prejudiced because we know everything, okay? You are a first-time reader of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is describing what the din is about a steachuzah. And you hear these words. And the field, when it goes out in Yovel. When it goes out in Yovel? Well, I didn't know it goes out in Yovel. You didn't tell me it goes out in Yovel. Why does it the Pasuk say? V'hasadeh biyovel teitzei lakohanim. When you say, when the field goes out, as is well known that a field goes out, what are you talking about? Obviously, someone must have bought it, and therefore he's not going to be any different than anybody else in the world who buys a field, and the field is going to be given back to someone, the original guy in Yovel. Comes along the pasuk to say, when that happens, in such a case that the field will be Yotzei biyovel, to whom will it be Yotzei? Not to the original Baalim, but to the Kohanim. But suppose it was in the Rishus of Hegdash, and no one had ever bought it. Is this pasuk referring to a case like that, Bitseito biyovel? No. Isn't it gorgeous? Fantastic. So therefore, it's the only thing we could be talking about. It's going out, as would always be the case, where anybody buys a field that isn't his own, he's going to lose it during Yovel. When that happens, then Kohanim get it. But the Kohanim don't get it when that doesn't happen. The Torah never was Mechadesh Yitzia B'Yovel from Hegdash to Kohanim. Where'd you get that from? You made the whole thing up, says Rebbe Eliezer. You take for granted, because you're so prejudiced, that you already know that there's a din of Yitzia. That it must be, now I'm only questioning, did Kohanim have to pay? Did they not have to pay? You're off the wall. There are no Kohanim. There was no Yitzia. Fantastic. Nobody! It remains in Hegdash's Rishus, and it's called Sedeit Rishin, remember? It's an abandoned field for the next 10,000 years, if necessary. Until somebody buys it from Hegdash, those Kohanim are not going to get it. Period.
Even the Kohanim who sold it.
No, there are no Kohanim who sold it. That's not the case. That's the other bride. Okay, now we have a brilliant question. Okay, so according to Rebbe Eliezer, the clock starts ticking again in the Yovel Sheni. If the Baalim comes along, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer, the Yovel Sheni, and says, wow, I got another opportunity. Okay, this time I'm going to be smarter. I'll be gullet back, and now I'll get into Steachuzah. What's the din? I understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Kohanim were already Yorish and the Kohen Teachuzato, obviously Lo Yigael Od, how can I get it back? But I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer where nobody ever got it yet. I can't be goyalit in the first yovel only until yovel. Fine. I lost that opportunity. Now starts the second yovel. There's another 49 years. I managed to get the money together in year 5 of the second yovel. 10 years after I was originally magdish. Maybe now it's mine. And with the end of this yovel, it's going to be mine again as an achuza. Right. So the Baal in the Yovel Sheni, is he just like somebody else that would have bought it, where it would only have a din of a stein mikna? Olo. Or is he actually not somebody else, and just like had he been paid it during the first Yovel, he could have kept it? So too here, he could keep it. What's the din? I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Well, says the Gemara, let's take a look at the Braita, and I'll prove it here. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to redo the entire discussion that we had on Ahmed Aleph in this context. So this, we'll be able to do this very quickly because we've already done it. So let's reread the Braita. The Braita says, Lo Yigael. If it wouldn't have said the word od, but it just said Lo Yigael. Says the Braita, Yochol lo te nigelesh telefanav kistei mikne. I would think that an owner can't even buy back a field at all. He can't even use it. He can't even walk in there. Even to buy it as a stay mikne. Talmud lomar od, to teach me that only lekemot shaita in a negelet, ava negelet shetelefonav kistei mikne. Now it's obvious where we're going. If we make the same mistake that Abaya made on Ahmed Aleph, then the only way to understand this right is I'll leave it to Reb Eliezer, and it's talking about the Yovel Sheni, and it's telling me that Abalim and is only able in Yovel Sheni to be Kena as a stay mikne, never as a stay achuza, and that would be your answer. And of course, our comeback to that is, what makes you think this has anything to do with Reb Eliezer? This works out perfectly well according to Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Shimon, where the Kohen himself was Magdishin, or where he sold it to somebody else who in turn was Magdishin, etc., etc., etc. So we're basically going to go through that entire discussion again. Except this time in the context of trying to prove what the thing would be, I'll leave it to Reb Eliezer. Before we went through it in the context of trying to prove that this must be the Mekor of Reb Eliezer. Fine, we gave up on that, but this is a different discussion. It was a different Abaye and a different Beit HaMidrash. So they had the whole discussion there as well. Okay, so again, they made that question. All right, what is this Diak referring to? During which period? Yovel Rishon? I mean, Elay may be Yovel Rishon. What do you mean it's not Nigella to be a Steachuz? It is a Steach. That's a bit of a Steachuz. Bialim buys it back. During Yovel Rishon, it's a Steachuz. Not a Steinik, no? So Achuz and Amiavi. Elapshita. It's got to be talking about the Yovel Sheni. Now, who is this Brisa going according to? It's obvious it can't be going according to Rabbi Yonah or Rabbi Shimon, because according to them, it already went out to the Kohanim. So it's got to be referring to the case of Rabbi Eliezer during Yovel Sheni, and here is Rabbi Eliezer telling you straight out that the Baalim will never get it back as a stay achuza. He's only going to get it back as a stay mikna, which means he's no different than anybody else. Ke'achar dam. He's like a stranger. There's your answer. Says, what, you think this bright only works out a little bit of Rabbi Yezer? What do you think, Vitisbra? Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon don't know how to read, and they don't have an explanation of the word od. They also use od. What do you think, Darshibe? I'll tell you. That was yod to the Kohanim, but the Kohen was Magdashit, okay? Come along the Baalim to be paid from Hekdash, and they say, wow, a new opportunity. Maybe this time I can be paid and keep it. So you might think that, well, we tell him, hey, wait a minute, you look familiar with our face recognition program. You're the jerk that lost this sort of first time around. We don't even let you walk in to buy it as a stay mikna. So sakat aitach amina loti pareg, even to be a stay mikna, Talmud Omar, no, only lo yigel od. The guy doesn't have a right to buy it, the kabot shaitai in the gelet. It'll never become his stay akuza again, but it will be nigelet lefanav to be a stay mikna. And I'll prove to you that this is the explanation, that it works out perfectly well according to Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Shimon, because indeed Vahatanya, Yoshuva Sadela Asher Kanahu Miito. You might think that since we're talking about a stay mikna, it'll go back to the Gizbar, which is the one that I bought it from. Shalaka Chaimeno, Tamud Omar, therefore the Torah says, no, don't make that mistake. It's La Asher Lo Achuzat Haaretz. Yeah, but then why bother saying Lasher Kanau? So Matam Alam Lasher Kanau? Oh, That's the Talmid that a Soder was Yotze the Kohanim, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And now the Kohen sells it to somebody to stay Mikna. And now the buyer, Igdish Lokeach, Mr. The Lokeach was Magdish. And now you might think, Yochot Akzor Lebaalim Arishonim, Talmud Lomar Lasher Kanao Mito. Therefore comes to Talmid, no, it goes back to the Kohen that he bought it from. And Itzuk Lebitzav Lo Yigael, Itzuk Lebitzav Shekanau, we need both. Because if the Torah only said Lo Yigael, so that would be, yeah, well, of course, why should it go back to the Balaam? To Lo Kadra Klal anyway. But in this other case, I mean, it gets involved, Kadra Klal Shekanau. On the other hand, I would say, if it would have talked about Lashir Kanau, that would be because he didn't pay Lo Kayavi Balaam Domi. So how did he get re-involved? But in this case, the Yavi Balaam Domi, he did get involved. So I might think, Avamina, I should say, take him biyadeh, let him keep it. Katarachwana lo yigael. And even had the Torah written lo yigael, but it wouldn't have written Ode, I would have made an even more disastrous error. I would have thought that the Balaam can't even come back to buy it during Yovel Sheni as a stay mikdan. He doesn't even have the rights of an acher. So that lo yigael, so Avamina, that he couldn't even lo tifro klau, katarachwana od, to teach me that, look, it's only the kamot shaitain in the gelet, it doesn't become a stay achuz again. Avani gelish te levav kistei mikne. So therefore, we have now the entire discussion to show that this bright that doesn't prove anything, I'll leave it early as it. So we're left with, oh my havi, Allah, what is with our question? In other words, what indeed is the halacha libud Rabbi Eliezer when a balim buys back during Yovel Sheni in a case where it wasn't Yotze LeKohanim, not this case, which is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's? Would the balim be just like anybody else, or would he reestablish himself as the original source of this field, and it should go back to him as a stay achuza? Says the Gemara Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer himself says, Gala Baalim B'Yovel Sheni, if the Baalim bought it off of the Gizbar during Yovel Sheni, then at the end of the Yovel Sheni, it will be Yotze LeKohanim, which proves that the Baalim is Ke'acher Dami. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, but that doesn't fit what Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, Hanant Lot Nanachi. We didn't read that in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it reads, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kohanim never get into this field until somebody else was goyalim. And in this case, there was no somebody else, was there? To which Ravashi explained, that's the whole point, that the Balim and Yovel Sheni are somebody else. They no longer are associated with this field in any way. That's the point. Balim be'Yovel Sheni ka'acher damu. And the Kohanim get it. Now, Ike de Amre, there's a whole opposite lashon about this second question Rabbi Eliezer. What is the din of the Balim be'Yovel Sheni? And some say that the lashon of the Braita of Rabbi Eliezer was, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if the Baalim is go be'Yovel Sheni, then he gets to keep it as a stei achuza. And ene yotze l'Kohanim be'Yovel, says Ravina to Ravashi, what did you need to schlep around all of this talk to find the Braita? It says this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Afana nami tanina. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ene Kohanim nechnasin l'tocha ad shigalena acher. And in this case, nobody else, only the Baalim. So it's Beferish. Oh, my Lord, Beferish. If it would have just been the Mishnah, I would have told you that the Baalim is an Acher when it comes to the Yovel Sheni, because it's already been taken out of his hands to be a stay, to be the Hegdishes. Stay Retushin. It's not a stay Achuzah, it's a stay Retushin. Therefore, I need to know that we don't say that the Baalim be Yovel Sheni ka'achar dama. Gamashlo on the Braita, to make it very clear, that the Mishnah means exactly what it says. An acher, that is to say, someone else besides the original Baalim.
The
doctor
goes back to the Baalim, even into the Ikadamri.
Only according to the Ikadamri. According to the Ikadamri, it goes back to the Baalim if he bought it off of the Gizbar during the second period of the. What? Yes, yes. If the original Baalim buys it back from the Gizbar after the first Yovel, according to this lashon, it will go back to the original Baalim. Remains a stay achuza. This time he's smarter and wiser and a lot older. He's 50 years older. Halokeach sadeh mi aviv, umet aviv. We had this discussion earlier about that back of that yudalid. What would be the din in such an interesting case? A child buys a field from his father, and the father subsequently died. Now, he could then go ahead and be magdashit and claim that, look, I was only magdashit after I had bought it from my father, so it's a stay mikna. Or he could be magdashit and then the father died, so that at the time that he was magdashit, it really only was a stay mikna. This is actually a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as we saw before. So the first shita is talking about where the father died, and then he was magdashit. Then it has a din of a stay achuz. But if he was magdashit and then the father died, so then it has a din of a stay mikna. That is Rabbi Meir's shita, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say no. Even in a case where at the time that he was magdashit, it was a stay mikna, and then the father died, remarkably, it becomes a stay achuza. So Rabbi Yehuda Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Omrim areu kistei achuza. Why? Because the Torah said im mistei miknato asher lo mistei achuzato. What does that mean? Obviously, if it's stei miknato, it's lo mistei achuzato. Therefore, the Torah is saying a stei mikne that was never even in the class of objects that could become stei achuzato, a sada sheina ru'uyaliot stei achuza. But if he had purchased a field and gave it to Hegdash, and that field at the time that he gave it had the potential of turning into a stei achuza, and eventually 20 years later it actually does, when his father died, then it's a stei achuza, not a stei mikne. That's how we understand it. Now, of course, a stei mikne, that doesn't go out to the Kohanim and Yovel, because the guy who bought it never had ownership of it. So how could he give it away to Hegdash? That is to give away. So over there, it's in a yotz of the Kohanim and Yovel, because in a damakdish davar she'eino shelo, there's no way for me to give away something that isn't mine. HaKohanim v'halaviim makdishim la'olam. Kohanim and Leviim can be magdish whenever the heck they want. Now, that is a little bit of an anomaly. What, anybody can be magdish whatever you want. Unless, according to Shmuel, you can't be magdish a field during the Yovel. I mean, but then how would Rav understand it? Okay, this is a problem. We're going to have to understand what that means. The Goalim La'olam. Now that, of course, is a Chiddush. Goalim La'olam would mean that even if a Kohen was magdish his own karka, then even after Yovel, he could still buy it back, even 20 years after Yovel. And then there's no din of it going to Hegd. Bein lifnei ayovel, bein la'achra ayovel. And that's gulat olam tiyel alavim, is a terrorist.
That's the problem. Kohanim and Levim don't have
They do. Parts. They do. Because the Orei Halavim have Sada around them. So they also have Achuz. Correct. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin lelokeach sadeh miaviv v'igdisha. How do we know if a guy buys a field from his father, and then he's magdashit, and then his father died. V'acharkach meit aviv. How do we know, this is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, obviously, how do we know that even though at the time that he gave it to Hegdash, it had a din of a stei mikna, it becomes a stei achuza? Shetela fanafki stei achuza, with all the din of a stei achuza, he pays according to the evaluation of the Torah, not its real evaluation, it's stolen. Talmud Omar, ve'im mistei miknato asher lo mistei achuzato. That means it's a sada that could never have been sedei achuza. But this one, when it was sold, was always ruya liot sedei achuza. Rabbi Meir says, now wait a minute, gentlemen. You've jumped two steps in one moment. You have to take the lesser chiddush. The lesser chiddush is that minayin elokeach sedei miaviv and meit aviv, and then he's magdish. How do I know that it should be called the stei achuza, even though the way that he had obtained ownership of it was through a purchase? And there comes along a pasuk to tell me, Talmud Lomar, v'im misteach mitnato asher lo misteach uzato, only a sada that is not currently at the time that you're magishit, a stei achuza. But this sada, since he had already been yorishit from his father by the time he was magishit, yatz tazo, which is a stei achuza. Okay, now, what is the basis of this machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? How does one say, no, it's only a reference to a case where he was magdashit after the Yerusha? And how does the other, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, say, even if he came as stei achuza after he was magdashit? What are they arguing in? A brilliant possibility. Lema, the machlokes is that Rabbi Meir holds a kinyan perot is kinyan haguf. Meaning, when you get rights to the utilization of the production of a field, that gives you actual rights to the karka itself. Now, if that's the case, then when the father died, nothing changed.
Because when he bought it,
he had rights to the goof of the sod. The only question is whether we would have to give it back in Yovel and so on. But the rights in terms of the legalities are exactly the same. So therefore, if it wouldn't be for the Pasuk, I would have said, look, how did he come into acquisition of this field? Through paying money? You're saying, but he would have acquired the field. But he didn't. He bought it, fair and square. So therefore, all of his rights to the sutter that he's giving over to Hegdish are rights of a buyer. Because nothing really changed when his father died. Comes along the Pasuk to say, Lamrotkin, we look at it as if it was a steyachusa. That's a big chiddush. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold, Kinyan Perot, give him no rights in the goof of the kark. Therefore, when the father died, he suddenly got new rights that he never had before. Those new rights are his rights as the owner of a steyachusa. So therefore, even without a pasuk, what am I, stupid? Of course, if at this point it's a steyachusa, then he's been magish steyachusa. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Therefore, what is the meaning of the pasuk, asher lo misteyachusato, could only be telling me something I otherwise wouldn't know, which is that if I was magish before the father died, and then the father died, where over there I would say, who cares, he died afterwards, lamaitza. Bottom line is, at the time that I was magish, it was hukdash as a stay mikna. Gamashvan, even so, zerata katuv, we apply the dinim as stay achuzah to you, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do. That's a brilliant explanation. So that according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, kinyan perot, ki kinyan aguvda, alaf ki kinyan aguvda, says, in all cases, buy, not rent. Buy the rights of this field for its produce. It becomes legally your field, obviously up until a particular time. But you have rights in the actual karaka. So, the question, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is it's a brilliant explanation, but it does not necessarily follow that that has to be the pshat. Because it may well be that B'Alma, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Kinyan Perot or Kinyan HaGuftami. The whole point of the machloket over here is a diak in the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's not a svara at all. Rabbi Meir only saw one diak. Why do we need to mention that it's not a steyachuzah? But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon says, wait a minute. Just to tell me that it's not a steyachuzah, all you needed to say was, asher lo achuzato. What are you saying? Asher lo mi sedei achuzato. What is that supposed to mean? It's not from the, I'll tell you, it's not from anything. Oh, yes, it is. From means from a class of objects, which is a particular set. That which could have, at one point or another, the ability to be a steyachuzah. That's the brilliant insight of the word mem in this case. It opens up whole new worlds of understanding. That's what they're discussing over here. They discovered the deeper meaning of this pasuk and were derish it to include even a case where someone was magdish and then his father dies. Because here's what they looked at. They said, you know, lichtov rachmana, im istei miknato, asher lo sedei achuzato, or even better, asher lo achuzato, right? It's reversed here. So, why does it say, mi sedei achuzato? To teach me, wait, we're talking about a soda that would never have had the potential of being a steyachuzah. That's the point. It's not from that class of sodas. A soda she'ina ru'uyaliot steyachuzah. So that is what a stey mikna is. But something that could have been a steyachuzah, which is now your nachala, is not a stey mikna anymore, my friend. It's a steyachuzah. Yotztazo she'ru'uyaliot steyachuzah, and indeed became so. Rabbi Eliezer Mer, lo niklasim velo notanim. Omar Rabba, my time to Rabbi Eliezer. Omar Krovi im lo yigalot asadeh, lo yigael ot. Of course, that's not really what it says, but we'll read it as if it says that. And then the next piece, im acharat asadeh v'haya asadeh v'tseto biyovel, only if there was a bechira. Omra Bayawalt, brilliant word processing on the pasuk over here. Sakina Harifa Mafsik Akroy, how do you do that? Elam Rabbi, I'll explain it to you. Time of the Rabbi Eliezer is from the Braita. Lo Yigael, says the Braita. You might think Lo Teini Gelet at all. Even Shetela Fanach Yistei Mikna, Tamad Lomar Lo Yigael Od, Lekamot Chaita in a Gelet. It'll never be what it once was. But it could be Negelet to be Yistei Mikna. Now, I ask you, says Abaya, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Emat? Are we talking about during Yovel Rishon? That's ridiculous. What do you mean it's not Negelet to be Stei Achuz? Of course it is. Am I in a Negelet? It's a pure Stei Achuz. That's the din of a Stei Achuz. You got the first Yovel to be Poded. Elapshita, we've got to be talking about the Yovel Sheni. Now, how would the situation ever arise according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? I ask Lamar, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. How can it come to buy it back from Hankish? It went to the Kohenim already. Too late for that. So it's got to be going, I'll leave the Rebbe Eliezer. And you see that indeed, this is the whole basis. That word ode is what Rebbe Eliezer bases everything on. The time of the Rebbe Eliezer, Mehoch. Says the Gemara to Rabbi and Tisbra. Well, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon don't have any drosha for the word ode. I ode my darshibe. There's no problem. We're talking about, it's the second Yovel, and we're talking about, it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and you say, well, how would he have a chance to be Goyalit again? Very simple. The Kohen went ahead, and he was Magdashit. So, come along the Balaam and say, whoopity-day, I'll go now to be Perikit from the Gizbar. And Sagdai the Chaminas, you might think the Gizbar tells him, sorry, you can't even buy it back. Shetel of an Abistay Mikna. Talmud Lomar, oh, look, Amon Shaita in a Negelet. Amon Negelet, Shetel of an Abistay Mikna, and then it'll go back in Yovel again. And you want me to prove it to you? Read the next sprite of Atanya. Bishnat Ayovel Yashuva Sadeh, in a case of Abistay Mikna, Lasher Kanahu Mi'ito. You might think that means it should go back to the Gizbar that it was bought from. Talmud Lomar, Lasher Loachuzata Aretz. So then just say so. Say, La Shalach was at ours. What are you saying, La Shekanao Mito? I'm talking about a son of his Yotzul Kohen, okay? The coin went in and sold it to somebody else. This guy went ahead and he was Magdisha. And now a fourth guy went ahead and he was Goyal. So you might think that if it was the Baalim who went and was Goyal, that's what the case is. Yoko Tarzul Baalim Arishonim. Talmud Lomar Lasher Kanao Mito, and we need both of these psukim, Lo Yigael and Lasher Kanao Mito, because had the Torah only written, it should say Itzchak Mechzav Lasher Kanao and Lo Yigael, because Ika the Rachman, the Lo Yigael, and that's all, I would say, well, of course, over there at Loka Adra Klal. But in a case where someone else had bought it, that it's going back, maybe it should go back already to the Marakama. On the other hand, if the Torah said Lasher Kanao, I would say, yeah, how did the Balaam Rishonim get involved here? It's just going back to the Kohen and that's it. Because the Balaam didn't get involved. But how about in the case where the Balaam went and he bought it back as Mr. Number 4? To Koyomi Dami, maybe you should get to keep it. Take me out there. Katarachmanaloyigael, without writing Ode, I would have thought he didn't even have the right to buy it back as a state mikna. So obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we do darsh in the Lo Yigael Od in a case where it's the Yovel Sheni, and it's talking about a case that the Kohen either was Magdish directly, sold it to somebody else who was Magdish, but there's no problem with this Od that it has to be going a little bit early as a please. So then my Havilani, what is the logic? Omar Rava, it's a beautiful logic. The Torah says, Vayas Sadeh, Bitsei To Miovel. What do you mean, Bitsei To? Who? Where Bitsei To? Ah, you mean someone bought it and now it's definitely going to be taken from his hands? That's when it's Yotzei to the Kohanim. But if it isn't Bitsei To Miovel, Bitsei To Miadacher, then it's not going to go to anybody. It's going to remain a Steira Tushin. Ibailu, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Balim Biyovo Sheni, Ke Acher Damu, or not? Tashba? Lo Yiga El, means Lo Yiga El, Yachalot Eni Gelet, Shtelefanam, Stenikina, Tamalama Ot, Lekamot Shaita, Eni Negelet. And I ask you, Eimat, why? What do you mean it's in a negel? Of course it's a negel totally. It's a steakhuza. El Pshita, Biobo Sheini. Now, who do you think said this braita? Can't be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. There is no Yovel Sheni because it belongs to the Kohanim. El Alav Rabbi Eliezer. And you see, the Rabbi Eliezer is saying that even if the Balaam would buy it back, Yovel Sheni, he's only like an Acheren. It's his as a Stei Mikna, nothing else. Oh, if it's his bra, what, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon don't know how to be Darish the word Od. What do you think they're Darish with it? I'll tell you very simple. Achmai Eskinim is Sadish Yatsu the Kohanim. And the Kohen is Makashit again, comes along the Balaam to pay. So, Sagadait Chamina, okay, he doesn't have a right to buy, even as a state Mikna. But it's a Negelet to be a state Mikna, yes. And I'll prove it to you. Tanya, Yashuva Sadela Sheka Naomi Ito. That might mean to the Gizbor, from whom he bought it? No, it says, La Sherloa Kuzata Aretz. So then why did you confuse us by saying La Sheka Naomi Ito? That's to cover a case where Soda went out to Kohen. The Kohen sold it to a third guy. And he went in and he was Makashit. And now comes along the Balaam and he was Golan. Or somebody else was Golan. So in this case now, you might think it should be Chazal of Balaam Rishonim. Talmud Omar La Shekano. And we need both. Itzuk Lemichel Lo Yigayel. Itzuk Lemichel Lo Shekano. Because had it written Lo Yigayel, that's because, look, it's not going out to anybody. So lo hadra klal. Therefore, la shekanau mi. Nikat rachmana, la shekanau. That's because the Balaam didn't get involved. How about if the Balaam bought it? Do you have a Balaam dummy? So maybe we should let it stay there. Take him, yadaya. Kata rachmana, lo yigael. And even if it had said lo yigael and hadn't said the word od, I would have thought that means lo tifro klal. Kata rachmana od, l'kmon shaitani negelet, av negelet shilfarab kisteachuza, imikna. So now what's left? We don't have an Araya. So my Havi Allah, what is the did on Libet Rebbe Eliezer of the Baalim, who is Gol B'Yovel Sheni? Tashma, Rebbe Eliezer, Amer B'Ferish, Gol Baalim B'Yovel Sheni, it's Yotzel HaKohen B'Yovel. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, but that's not what it says in our Mishnah. Hanan Lo Tanan Achi. In our Mishnah, it says Rebbe Eliezer, Amer, Kohenim are never declassing the Tocha unless someone else gets involved. And here the Baalim got involved, and he said, Achikalana Acher. And Ravashi explained to Ravina, that's the whole point. The Baalim and the Ovosheni are Acher, for all intents and purposes. Now there's also an Ikariyami, according to which Rabbi Eliezer said, that if the Baalim is Govel B'Ovosheni, it's Eneyot to the Karnim B'Ovel. And in this version, Ravina said to Ravashi, well, obviously, it says that in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Kohanim Leprasina Tocha Achigalena Acher. I'm like, no, for the Mishnah. For the Mishnah could have said that the Baalim are considered to be Acher. Therefore, I need to know from Rabbi Eliezer. No. The Baalim indeed regain their field as is the Achuza. Halokeach said that me avivu meitavi v'charkach ikdisha. Are Magdishim Lo'olam, which we'll have to see what that might mean, and the Goalim Lo'olam, Bein Lifnei Ayovel, Bein Liachar Ayovel, Toda Rabban. Minai in the Lokeh Sodom Yaviv Yigdisha V'char Kach Meitavim Minai Shtei Lefadav Kistei Achuza Talmud Lomar V'im Yistei Miknato Shalom Yistei Achuza To. This means the Soda Shein Ruya Liot Stei Achuza Yot Stazo Shuruya Liot Stei Achuza Divrei Rabbi Verbishim. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, says, no, that's going too far. Minayin lokeach sadeh miaviv, and first meit aviv, and then igdisha. Then you have a potzka tells me that as a din of a steachuza, Talmud Omri mistei miknato, asher lo mistei achuzato. A soda that's not a steachuza, but this soda lo maisa now is a steachuza. So lema baka miflage. To Rabbi Meir Savar, kinyan perot ki kinyan aguf dami. And Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimon hold, kinyan perot lav ki kinyan aguf dami. Om Rabbi Nachum HaYitzchak, not necessarily. It may well be that Biyama, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yudav, kinyan perot, are ki kinyan aguf. This has nothing to do with that issue. Over here, it's based on a further diet in the pasuk. V'hacha kra ashkech v'darshi. If all you want to know is what Rabbi Meir said, namely, that it's a stay achuz, a mikdah that is not a stay achuzah. Why do you have to say that is not from a stay achuzah? All you need to say is that is not an achuzah. So, link to Rachmana. Imi stay mikdato asher lo achuzato. Or asher lo stay achuzato. Whatever. But what do you have to say? Mi stay achuzato. That's coming to tell me that it can't even be from the class of sadot that could ever be a stay achuzah. So this is a sadesha inaru uyali yot steyachuza ever. Yot stazo, which was always uyali yot steyachuza, because at whatever point his father would have died, it would have become a steyachuza.